about the right or not having the right to walk through someone's property, we saw that there was a difference between whether the property was in front of the person's house or is it out of the town. If it's in front of the house, according to the Rabbi Notam, you have no permission to cut across someone's yard. According to the Ramban, you do. If it's a property further out, so there we have a din of drisus or regal. That's called not getting real benefit. That's just a common courtesy. People let them cut across their own property if it's not going to cause them any damage. And if it was out in the away from town, there everyone seemed to say that it would be okay to cut across the property as long as you don't stand there. That was the Ramban comment. You can't stand in front of it. That being said, we said there were exceptions to the rule. That which we said, you can have drisus or regal, according to the Ramban, in a chatzer, that's only talking if you're doing it infrequently, but if you're making this your normal path, it's the only way you can get to shul is going through that person's building in the Eretz Yisrael, or through a person's backyard in Muncie, and this is the only way you can go. You can't do it unless you ask him permission, because maybe he's mafid. And we said furthermore, even if it's a one time thing, we give the example of a chasana, if you take that shortcut, you have 40 people behind you, they're going to take the same shortcut there also. We can assume that people might not mind having someone cut across their lawn one time, one person coming across, but 40 people tramping across, that is something they would mind, and you can't do that. It was going to cause others to go across. And finally we said that if the owner says he doesn't want you going across, he certainly has that right to tell you, I'm mafid, even though drisus or regal, normally people don't mind, but I do happen to mind, and he could put a no trespassing sign in front of his property, and then you're not allowed to cut across it. However, there is the concept of mitzvah sedom, we said, and if it's an emergency situation, it's a one-time thing. We gave the example of someone, the wife having a baby, and you have to cut across that street to get into the hospital in time. Even if it's not people looking after, it's a one-time situation, like the refrigerator, you have to deliver it to your house, and you have to cut across his lawn, or the ladder, your roof's leaking, and you need to have the ladder temporarily stay in his yard while the person's fixing it. So there's a din called kofin amidah sedom, and we can say you have to be a mensch, you have to, you can't be like sedom, it's not going to cost you anything, it's a nen of ezel el chasa, you're giving this person benefit, it's not costing you any loss. So there we invoke kofin amidah sedom to allow the person to use the passageway across the person's property. So that was the rules of drisus haregel. Tonight we're going to extend that one step further and talk about cases which are brought endlessly in the Tshuvah Svarim. Seems to have been a very prevalent, relevant question, and is nowadays also. The Imre Yaakov talks about, the Mishpat Torah talks about two cases. One is where a person had a contractor, had a developer, had a large acres and acres worth of land. Some houses, there was the built hands and houses, other, he just had left vacant. It was just a regular, just a property that was a vacant property. And through the course of time, people started using it to walk across, to make it, to go to stores. That was one case. They parked in the parking lot and they would walk across an empty lot to get to the store. There comes a day where the developer decides that maybe it's worth developing that lot, and or he buys the lot from someone and he wants to develop it and put his own building over there. And the other people say, what do you mean? We, through our usage of going across this lot every day for years, we've acquired rights to this. We have acquired the rights to this property, and you can't take it away from us. Right? We've learned this. There's something called chezkas tashmishin. If you end up using a person's property and he's quiet, we assume he's been mofel it to you, and you have the right to continue using it. We said kutra beisakise. There's no such thing as a chazof. It's not like a bechem smell, but generally, if you use someone's property and he's quiet, we assume that he was mofel it to you. So here you have people using it for years and years, and they say, we assumed you gave it to us the right, you have no right to take it back from us. Now you're an Indian giver, you gave it to us, you can't take it back. Another situation will be, let's talk about the apartment house in Eretz Yisrael, where for years people from Street A or Olive are walking across to get to the other street, Bay through that apartment, through that complex of buildings, and no one ever said anything. And then all of a sudden, your neighbors moved in, or they just stopped, said, like, enough's enough, you want me to stop? And they say, what do you mean? We've been doing it for so many years, and we have acquired the right to do that, and you can't stop us from coming in anymore. I'll give you one last example that happened here in Baltimore in Yeshiva. There was a path that everyone who walked from the apartment to walk up the hill to pass the office to get to the Beis Medrash, and then one day the Yeshiva decided that the grass was getting a little rocky over there and didn't look so good, and they fenced it off, and everyone said, what do you mean? We have acquired the rights, and you have no right to take that right away from us. And that's the sugi called Meitzer Shehezliku V'Rabim. We're going to learn that there's such a law that if there's an area where the public has been using for a certain amount of time, they really acquire the rights to it. So tonight we'll talk about, in these two cases, and the third case, whether that right applies to the people that were going across this vacant property, and now he wants to build a building, whether the people who had been going through an apartment building can now be stopped by the tenants, and whether the yeshiva has the right to build that fence to stop people from taking the shortcut up the hill. And this also applies after the shiur last week. People were asking, there's certain shortcuts in town that everyone takes, and there's a no trespassing sign over there, but they've been doing it for years anyway. Can those people now put up that no trespassing sign and say, we don't want you taking this shortcut across our property? Or can we say, look, everyone's been doing it for so many years, you have no right to stop us. We've acquired that right as this Meitzer Shehechlika Boradim. We acquired that right, so let's try to clarify these rules. Where does this halacha come from? It's a few places in Shas. We'll pick the one that's closest to our case. The Mishnah Baba Basra. So the test on the day sounds like this. Misha Haisa Derech HaRabim Averes L'Sach Sadeyu. If someone had a public path who was going through his field, they were using that area to go across his field, a certain strip of land to go from one side to the next. And this person decided he wanted to plant over there, Netola. He took that path away, Vinasalem and outside, and he gave them another one off to the side, so they would still be able to go across, but he went to that area in the middle back. Mashenasa Nasan, the new path he gave them remains theirs. Bishalo Lo Higio, and the one that he thought he was getting back, he does not become his either. He's not allowed to use it. Now, the Gemara first thinks that really he has it, he can take it back, he can take ownership back, but for some reason he can't prevent them from going across the original path. To which the Gemara asks, Amai, Shalom Higio, why can't he prevent them from going through his property? It's his property, he took it back. Why can't he prevent them from going through? Linkup Pizra, Vilais, let him take a stick and sit in the path and beat up anyone that goes through it. Shamim Minah, so you want to learn from this Mishnah that lo ovid inishin alanashi, a person can't take the law into his own hands. Afilum didn't come saved even when he's getting a loss from that. Alacha is a person is allowed to take the law in his own hands under certain circumstances. I think that's what we'll be talking about next year in Yot Hashem, Belchus Dayanim over there, when you can take the law into your own hands. So anyway, that's what the Gemara's kasha was. Look, he has his path that he took back, and he has to allow these people to keep on tramping through his yard. He can't stop them. So Gemara says, no, you're making a mistake. Amar Azvin Mishmei Durova. Azvin said, in the name of Rova, Gizder Shem Yitin Lam Derech HaKalasim. The truth is, he doesn't even get the path back. When he says, I want to take this path back, he can't do that. It remains the property of the public. He can't even get it back in his own right. So that's why he can't stop them from going through it. He can't stop them from going through it because it's not his anymore. He's lost that right. The Chacham made a gzera. We're afraid that he might give them back one that's crooked, one they can't use so well. So the Chacham said, don't try switching paths. Once the public has a certain path, that's theirs for good now, and you're not allowed to take it away from them, and they can continue walking through. Now, that answers why he can't take his original path back. But so the Gemara now asks, though, so let him at least say, okay, I made a mistake, so I want to take the new path back. Right? The Mishnah said, what he gave, he gave. He can't take back that path. and his own, his original one, he can't, doesn't become his also. So we see the original one doesn't become his, that's the gzeira. But this new one he gave them, why can't he take that back? So there's a few truths and back and forth. The Gemara asked the Kabbalah to see the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, "Lemi lehu shkula dirchu, take back yours, the original one. The holy didn't give me mine back, the one I gave you. I want back now. I made a mistake. I want it back." So the Gemara gives a few answers back and forth. The Gemara finally answers, "Omer Rav Yehuda, the reason is because of this halacha that we started introducing. If you have a boundary strip where the people have used it, they've made a chazak on it to walk through it, you can't take it away. The owner can't take that path away. So over here, what happens is, he gave over this path to the public, and once he gave it to them, and they started using it, he's not allowed to take it back. That's a meitzer that they have accepted upon themselves. The Rashbam says the pshat, I have it on the other side of the handout, the Rashbam says, what's pshat shechik of a rabbim, that they got the public got control of it. So that means they made a real chazaka. Rashbam takes it literally. Right? In the old times, they used to have boundaries between the fields. It was like a raised section of earth that marked the boundary. So what the rabbim here did was the public went and they lowered it down and they made it fit for walking, to walk on that border, literally to walk on the border. The owners knew about it, like in our Mishnah. It was Shaskel, and they were quiet. So at that point, also the Kalkulu, the body of the Rabbi Mochel, we assume that he sees everyone's going through it. They fixed it, they could walk through, and he's quiet. The assumption is he's Mochel. And the Rashbam says, Koshke Masnis, and certainly in our case in the Mishnah, where it's not only that he saw them doing it, it's Shanasan Lemho, Derek Biodayim. He said, look, I'm taking this one old back, and I'm giving you this new one. So he gave it to the Biodayim. What he gave them, of course they had to start using it, but once they start using it, it becomes their property and he can't take it back, whether it's Hefker or it's Mechila, it's a whole Shaila in the Achronim. But this is the rule of once the public starts using your property and you know about it and you're quiet, we assume that you're mochel those rights to the public, and then it becomes also for you to try to take it back. That's halacha, a meitzer shechizika b'rabim. So once we have this principle, so can we apply it to all these other cases that we started talking? You have a vacant lot, which is owned by someone, and he knows that people are going across it to shop at the store from the parking lot. They go across this empty lot to go to the store. Or the people in the apartment house saw, then people were from the other dira were cutting through theirs to get to the higher street, and they were quiet. And Shiva, they saw the people climbing up the hill, and they were quiet. And the property, they saw them taking the shortcut through their path, and they were doing it for many years. So based on that, we're saying they knew about it, they were mochel it. When you mochel something, it's like you lose ownership over it, and therefore you can't take it back, just like the case in the Mishnah. He gave them the path, even though it was a mistake. He can't take it back because they started using it already. That's the thought of what Gemara is saying at this point, that if all we saw from here is the public starts going through it, the way the Rashbam says, and he's quiet, we assume he's mochel it to them, mashanasanasan, what he gave them, and he can't take it back. I mean, that's what we see from the Gemara. The old path, that's a gezeira. That's the Gemara says, it's a gezeira, that once they're using it, you don't have the right to switch it, because you might give them something of lesser value, and that's why they said you can't take it back. The Achronim give a slew of exceptions to this rule, and in each case that I saw of all the different shulas, Arsham and Yeshuvas, Tanei Yeshuvas, we'll see, and then there is just a slew of Tshuvas, the Mechayim, talk about these issues, and they are all try to find different exceptions to the rule, and we'll go through some of them. This comes from Mansi, the Machon Arroyo has 8 different exceptions. We'll go through 5 of them tonight and see where the rule applies and where it doesn't apply. Now the first one, which would be pretty strong, this is the one the Mishpatei HaTorah uses as a source for his defense of the landowner, is the Rashbam. Right, the Rashbam said, they, what did he, the Rashbam say? He says, Shehizruhu b'tignuhu lehiluch. They flattened it and they fixed it for walking. Right, the border was high and you couldn't walk on it. And they had to fix it, they had to change it in order to be able to walk on it. So the Tshuva Sefer Yehoshua, the Tshuva Sefer, says that we see from this that this did a meitzah Shehizriku Rabim only works if you actually make like a kinyan chazaka on it. You have to use it. You have to make a chazaka by actually changing it, by making the path. If you just walk through someone's yard without changing anything, from the Rashbam, you don't see that you've acquired the right to do it. That seems to be what the Rashbam is saying, and based on that, the Prisha brings down the Rashbam. The Mishpat Torah wants to say, based on that, all these cases, you don't have any right to continue walking through it, because if they're walking through the apartment, they didn't do anything to change it, they just walked through. If they're going across the parking lot to get to the stores, they just walked through, they didn't change it in any way to make it a path that they should acquire it from Kinyan Chazaka. So that's the Sefer Yeshua says that the Rashbam blocks this Meitzer Shehizrika Barab. However, there are many others that disagree, because the Rashba learns from the Gemara that really you don't have to make any change. I have a little bit of the excerpt from Shuvas. The Rashba says, what kind of chazaka you make? He says, L'chor mashma mishah sheholcha b'rabim. As soon as the rabbin walked in it, that's enough. Because the last excerpt of the Gemara I have on the first side of the handout, the Gemara has a shah machlokes of Eliezer and the Chachamim. How can you acquire a path? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yossi, so the Gemara says, or Eliezer says, that you can acquire a path through walking through it. The Chachamim say, no, to make a kinyan, you have to make a kinyan chazaka. And the Gemara says, even Amar Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Modim Chachamim, Rav Eliezer, the Chachamim agreed to Eliezer, Vishvil Shakramim, if you want to have a path going through vineyards that you want to acquire, Hove Nasa Lehiluch, since what that path is made for is made to walk through, Nikna Lehiluch, you can acquire it just by walking through. So the Rashba says from this, you see that you don't have to, not like the Rashbam, you have to make a chazaka, you have to change it. All you want to do is walk through it, that's all you're planning on doing, so you acquire that right by walking through it. That's what it's made for. You want to take a shortcut across this parking lot, you want to take a shortcut through the person's hallway, so just walk through it and you acquire it, those rights through walking through. That's what the Rashba says, the way he understands the Gemara. So the Chus Pnei Yeshua, that's the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, the Magine Shlomo, he says, we'll just read it inside, he brings the Rashbam, but then he says, came in the Chol HaPoskim Bichlal Sasnu, since all the Poskim generally just were silent, below Kosvu de Be'inan Chazaka Mamish, they didn't say you have to actually change the land, make a Kinyan Chazaka, El Sasnu the Derech HaRabim Asir Lavi, they just said Paskin, this is in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shinoi and Zion, they Paskin that you're not allowed to ruin a path that the public has used, which were made to Sheref Ziko, the Lord gave a cloud, the Bagin and Hashvah's Karka, they didn't say anywhere that you have to level the land out like the Rashbam said. Mi huza Sheyodin Bidavar Chodesh Lazir Chazaka Mamish Dafka, who's going to be able to be Mechadish Ahalocha, a new Halocha, that you have to actually change the earth to make that Chazaka? Bechaz Yosef says the same thing, he says, the Rashba is later than the Rashbam. And so he says the Rashba is considered a Basra, Kenega the Rashbam, and therefore we pass him like the Rashba in this case against the Rashbam. Interesting, he adds the same thing, he says that's why we pass him like the Bavli, Kenega the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli is later than the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is finished earlier, and that's why he says we always pass him like the Bavli, Kenega the Yerushalmi. The same thing he says we should pass him like the Rashba against the Rashbam. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't learn Yerushalmi. Just like we learn the Rashbam, even though we pass him like the Rashba, we can learn Yerushalmi even though we pass him like the Bavli. That's just what he says. Now the Marsham brings he has a long tshuva that he brings a different shita, the Sefer Yeshua, based on the Neshua is against him, he brings the Berachas Yosef, and therefore he says also you can't rely on this heter of the Rashbam and say that the Meitzer Shehizrika B'Rabim is only when they made a Maisa. Even if they didn't make any Maisa, you still should have this din, even if they just walk through. It seems, he says, most of the poskim disagree with the Rashbam, and they go like the Rashba, and therefore that will not help us. I mean, the Mishpat Yetzirah uses it, but it seems like Emes Yaakov, Imre Yaakov, I mean, and others are a little bit nervous about relying on this to be matir, the owner, to take back his property. Because it says Meitzer Shevnik of Rav Ma'ay, why did the Rashbam say that? They say even the Rashbam might not have really meant the halacha. He's just explaining the words. Meitzer Shevnik of Rav. The words are that they made a chazaka on a Meitzer. Right, that's what happened. That was a Meitzer Shaliyah. But it could be that the halacha is if they just walk through, that's enough to make the chazaka. So that's not such a simple. That's not such a simple right of the Balavayas. Another issue that the Achronim want to bring is that the Rashbam said that he had to give it to him with permission. He said, "Kol shekein here, shenasim," he gave it to them. The Abinezer brings from the Ritva that it's mashma, it doesn't have to be that the owner says, "I'm giving it to you." But if the owner just sees people are going through and he's quiet, so that's good enough. But others say the owner has to actually tell them, "I'm giving you the right to go through my property." The way the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it, "Midas Balam Shuro v'Shasku u'Machlu Zochlu Harabe v'Matonazu v'Chazaka Shechzikah v'Hilucham." If the Balam know about it and they saw it and they're quiet and they're mochel, so then they acquire it. Now, what do we do l'maisa with it? Do you have to actually hear him say it, or is it enough that he's quiet? So the Marsham and the Aruch HaShulchan seem to be saying the same thing. They say it depends. The Marsham says it depends how they're making the chazaka. He says if they are doing like the Rashbam said, they went and changed the property, they lowered the land to make it that they could walk through, or they knocked down a fence so they could get through it, and he's quiet, so then you can assume that he's mochlit. But if they're just cutting across, the field, so then he says you need to know that the owner said, "I'm giving you the right." It has to be befeirish. Then he says that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say the same thing. He says, "Dafka shechzikah b'reshus habalim," it only works where it was with his permission. "Oh, shayyadu shasak," or he knew about it and was quiet. "The l'rabin vadi mochel," we assume that he's mochled. "V'harabin kishetitnu osa meitzer," so the rabin, when they fixed that border, "v'hizvuo sheiroi lehiluch," and they leveled it so it could be fit for walking one, "v'abaylim ro v'shasku," and the owners saw it and they were quiet, "havi mechila," that's when it's mechila. So at first we would say, okay, so the owners can say, "We want it back because I never gave you express permission to walk across it." So that could work, because unless they made some change in it, if they've made some change in the property, so then his express permission isn't necessary. All he has to do is be quiet. But if they were just walking through and he didn't give them express, explicit permission, "You can go through," so then we don't assume he's mochel. We can assume that he's just being a nice guy. "Look, I don't need it right now. It's an empty lot. I'm not developing it now. So let them use it for, even if it's a few years. I mean, when they end up developing, I'll take it back." But that's the chilek between this case and a normal case of mechila. If one person wants to use a person's property, so there he has to say, "You know, I have a chazaka, and how the chazaka work? Because he sold it to me, he gave me the right." Over here, you want people to just be able to say, "Well, from there walking through, it should work." So that doesn't work unless they hear him also, unless they heard him say, "I'm mochel to you," or they did a maisa and he's quiet. But there has to be something there that they know that it worked. That's one condition that might help the landowner over here. If he didn't give explicit permission, and they didn't make any physical change in the property, so then he could say, "Look, because I was quiet, my shtika isn't enough, I was just being a nice guy." That's one possible way out for him. Another possible way out is the Chachma Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger, when the Shulchan Aruch in Shinayin Zayin, he says that we said Hizdika Barabim. Rabim here means Rabim. That means it has to be most of the city. It has to be most of the city walks through it. That's this Takana, that once most people are going through, so then they're considered muhtar. Right? And in that case, they don't even need to make a taina. You don't even need to say that there was mechila. The fact that they just walk through, and most of the people walk through, then they're considered muchzik in the karka. We'll tiny for them that it must be that he gave them the right, and that's good enough. Now, that's going to be a good heter for the owner. He'll say, look, you know, people went through here, but there's a million people in the city here, and we didn't have 500,000 walk through the parking lot, so therefore you don't have the zidim of meitzah she'achzik of a rav. And that's also, yeah. So that's the mice of what they end up saying. Imir Yaakov says that he doesn't mean the whole city; he means just the people in that mavoi he brings from Dayan Weiss, also like that. And the Mishkan Shalom argues with it, and he says it's mashma that it has to be the robe of the whole great area, not just that block. But anyway, that is one thing he says, that you need at least for most people of the neighborhood using it. So that might be, there might be another way out. Like, you know, if some people cut across and use it at the parking lot, or some people cut across the building, so then that's not going to be Rabim. It has to be almost a majority of the people in that area use it. If not, everyone's using it, so then also we can't invoke this din of Meitzah Shechlik of a Rabim. Rabim has to be a great majority of the area, the neighborhood, however you want to hold the boundary is over there. Nechas Pitim says a similar thing. Nechas Pitim says it's only a rabbin, but just a single people going through it, that's not enough to create that ownership. Another condition that the Achronim say a little bit in different ways, the Chacham Shlomo says we can invoke Dino de Malchus Adino over here. If there's, according to civil law, there's no such thing that people can walk across the field and acquire rights to go there forever, so we have to go by that. Many Achronim disagree with that. They say if you're talking about Jews and it's a Jewish owned land and Jews going through it, so how can you invoke Dino de Malchus Adino over here? If our Pidin Torah, we say that Rabin acquired right to walking through, and so civil law says they don't, why should we use civil law and not Torah law? However, the Achronim put another Nakuda in there, the Marsham, others, they say, this all applies. Why? What's going on over here? I have this land. It's an empty lot. People start walking through. Now, why don't I protest? It must be that I don't mind that I'm giving over, I'm waiving my right to them, I'm giving it over to them. Now I changed my mind, I want to take it back. I can't take back what I gave away to them. Right, that's this partial way of understanding Meitzah She'achzik of a Rabim. But suppose I have another reason to say why I didn't protest, why I didn't stop them from going through. Maybe I have another reason why I didn't. Civil law. But that's a little shvach. Suppose I have another reason, which similar to civil law, but not quite civil law, but let's say that in the municipal records, it's recorded that I own this property. I have a deed to it, and it's recorded in the government that I own it. So then we could say, you know why I didn't protest when people started walking across? Because what are they going to say? They're going to say that they own it. But I have records over here. I have a deed. I guess if I have a shtar, if I have a shtar, then you can't take it away from me that you walk through it. But you walk through my land. I have a deed that it's my land. And you say, no, I walk through it, so it's mine. Well, prove it's not yours. I have a shtar that I own it. Where's your shtar? You know, then you get into Cheskes Gimel Shanim. But, you know, what right do you have to go to? And in this halacha, the Marsham says that if there's land records where the owner could rely on the fact that he's recorded, that he owns his property, the fact that people cut across, that won't take it away from him because he's relying, well, we can't say, oh, he's mochelet. No, he's relying on the fact that he has the record there and he can always take it back whenever he wants. Okay, so that might be shaky also. So we have a good amount of svaras. Each one is a little bit shaky in its own right. The Imre Yaakov likes this last one from the Marash Dam. Marash Dam says like this. He's an early Achron. He says, "Lo chazaka el hecha de ikar chisaron leval karka." There's no chazaka except where the bala karka, the owner, is receiving a loss from the people taking the shortcut. V'lo micha, and then he doesn't protest. The od ikar lemeimar kimish lo micha. Then we say, since he wasn't mocha, it's a rai that he gave it to them, or he's mochlet, and then he can't retract that mechila or that gift. So based on this, the Imre Yaakov says this solves a lot of problems, because in most of these cases where people are taking the shortcut across the lot, it's undeveloped. I don't really care about it right now. I'm not planning on using it for years. I don't even know what's going to happen with it. I don't have the money. Whatever reason, they don't develop it. He doesn't suffer any loss of the people walking through it and through the apartment house. Also, it could be that they don't suffer any loss. It starts becoming noisy. So then it could be that that would be a mechila. But he was talking about developers. If someone wants to start developing that land, he certainly has the right to, based on the fact that he was quiet doesn't prove anything, because he wasn't dealing with that property. He didn't need the property at that point, and he didn't mind people walking through it. The Marashtam says only if there's a chisaron and he's quiet, so that's when you could say it's a meisa shechlika barav. I was thinking it could be like if you walk through a path long enough through someone's property until it starts getting bare, you know, the grass goes away. Like that's the case happened in yeshiva. They walk up the hill until they tore out the grass, and the owner continues to be quiet. So maybe that'll be, maybe even that's called the chazaka, like the Rashbam. Maybe that certainly then becomes the davar sheyesh b'chisaron. Maybe at that point you could say, if the owner sees it and he's quiet, so that's called that he gave it. We can assume he gave it up, rights to it, to let them continue. And now he's just changing his mind; he can't take it back. But if it's across a paved parking lot, across a barren field anyway, it's just a field that people walk through. It's just weeds growing there, and it doesn't cause any loss. So the fact that the public went through it doesn't prove that he gave over the rights to it. So let's just sum up these different conditions we have, and then we'll see how the halacha applies. So first of all, we see that there is this halacha that if the rabbim have gone through a person's property, the assumption is that they've acquired rights to it, neitzer she'echzika b'rabbim, the owner is also lekachlo, he's not allowed to take it back. It became their property through a chila, through a present. That became theirs. Based on that, all these different cases that we talked about, going through some undeveloped land, going through an apartment house, going up someone's hill, that should give you the right to continue doing that. What right does the owner have to stop it? He let me do it, so I let the rabbin do it for so many years. Or it doesn't have to be that many years. He just let the rabbin do it. He waived that right to them, and he can't take it back any longer. However, tonight we've seen that there are different possible conditions that could block that right of the rabbin. The first we talked about was the Rashbam's condition that you have to do an action. The rabbin have to show that they are taking control of this, they are making it usable. Then if the owner sees that and he's quiet, so at that point we say he's given them the right. But if it's just they walk it through, that doesn't prove anything. We saw, though, that many Achorim disagree with the Rashbam. They go like the Rashba, who all truth is, if they just walk through, that gives them the right, based on what the Gemara says. If you walk through a vineyard, you acquire through just walking. The second condition we talked about was the owner has to give explicit permission for them to go through, according to some Rishonim, some Achronim. And if he didn't give them explicit permission, they just were doing it on their own, and he was quiet, that's not enough. We saw, though, that there's a chilek, the Marsham, the Aruch Shulchan, and the Mashma that way also, that depends on what type of chazaka they were making. If they walked through it, so that's when you need to have an explicit permission from them. But if they were just, if they had changed it, so then his quiet is enough to give them the right to continue doing that. So in many of our cases that come up, they don't change it, they're just walking through. So even though we said that's enough to acquire the chazaka, but if that type of chazaka you want to acquire, you need the owner's explicit permission for that chazaka to work. So just the fact that he went through and he was quiet, according to the Marsham, the Aruch Shulchan, that's not enough. He has to say explicitly that he gave you that permission. So that's something that an owner could use. If they've just been walking through, they didn't do any change to make it usable, to acquire with chazaka, he has to give explicit permission to go through for them to acquire it. The next thing we said, rabbin, you have to have really a majority of the neighborhood, the area that's using that. If it's just a few people, use it as a shortcut. Not everyone uses it. It's only convenient for a few people. In the case in the Yeshiva Lane, it was only a convenient for one apartment to go through, but the rest of the area, they didn't use it. They didn't need it. So it wasn't a widely used shortcut. Or if it's through that apartment house, it's not something that everyone uses. It's only good for a couple of people that happen to daven at that minyan. But everyone else daven somewhere else, they don't need a shortcut. So that also wouldn't help over here, and the owner, the developer, can take back those rights and stop the public from using it. Din al-Malchus al-Dina, it's always a little shaky. whether that applies or not, but it could be the land records will help in a case where the land records will help you according to civil law. And finally, we said that the one that the Imam Yaakov liked best is that this whole halacha only applies where their walking causes some damage, it causes some loss to the owner. If it doesn't cause him any loss, so then his quiet doesn't prove anything. It just proves that maybe he's a nice guy. He's not losing anything. He's letting them go through. He's even better than the midos of arba midos of adam. He lets them go through because it doesn't bother him. And now, when he does want it, he has the right to stop him. So that one or two people, they don't own it. One or two, they don't own it. Now, there is a shayla even among the Rishonim. How much ownership do they have from it? Some hold, Rabbeinu Yonah says, they just have the ownership, those rights, the right to walk through. But others hold that they have the right to now take it from him, do whatever they want. They can build the building over there. It can retain public property.
Well, who do they have? 100 people?
Well, that's why you need, that makes sense why you would need the Rabbim to be most of the city, or at least most of a real area that he's given over to those Rabbim. He's giving over to the public. Just a single person, he just gave them the right to do what he said to do, but he retains ownership. When it becomes a Rabbim already, then you could hear more that this rule applies, that they've acquired it. So based on these different svaras, so in the case that we were talking about, a developer who has an empty lot, so he has a few things in his favor. He has the fact that they wasn't causing him any damage, they didn't do any action to change it, they just walked through. He didn't give him explicit permission, and it could be if not everyone is going through, so only a few people are using it, and he has the land records that could help him. So he certainly has the right, most post-Gemai, all the post-Gemai saw said that he didn't lose his right to develop that land from the fact that he just left it empty and people were walking across during those years. In the case of the apartment building, there you can say maybe, well, they got permission, everyone sees him going through, and there might be causing a little damage, but it's not so simple. It could be that some people in the higher floors didn't see them going through, and now they're makbid, and they have a good case in taking it back. Until now they were nice, but now they're saying it got too much, we want to stop it, and the Mishpatei Torah says they have the right to stop it. And in the Yeshiva Lane, that case also, certainly I would think they would have the right to take it, because when it started causing damage, that's when they started being makbid, and they said, look, you know, now we have to stop it, or someone fell down and he broke his leg, it became dangerous, they stopped it. And it wasn't most of the town using it, most of the area using it, and they certainly didn't get exclusive rishus to use it, and it hadn't been causing a loss, and they didn't make any change to it. So using all combination assortment of these different reasons, the Meitzer Shehichzik Barabim is very limited in application, and most of the shuvas I saw don't use it, Lamaisa, but it could be that it would happen. And finally, this last case we were talking about last week, you know, people haven't been walking through an area, the owners certainly have a right to put up a no trespassing sign and stop them. And the fact that everyone's been walking through all along doesn't give them the right. The shaila might be, there is a no trespassing sign and everyone walks through and no one has ever been stopped. Maybe they don't really mean it, maybe they don't even remember the sign's up anymore. So that you have to find out. You can ask them, do you mind us going through? And that way you can embarrass the shaila.